إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا. Indeed, all praise is due to Allah. We praise Him, seek His aid and ask His forgiveness. And we seek refuge in Allah from the evil which is in ourselves. We seek refuge in Allah from our evil actions. من يهده الله فلا مضل له. Whoever Allah guides, there is none who can misguide him. ومن يضلل فلا هادي له. And whoever Allah chooses to be misguided, there is none who can guide him. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له. I bear witness there is no deity worthy of worship except Allah. He is alone and He has no partners. وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. And I also bear witness that Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم, he is the worshipper and the final messenger of Allah. أما بعد, أيها الإخوة المؤمنون, from the great blessings of Allah سبحانه وتعالى upon us as Muslims is that He has made us a single ummah. And all of the Muslims in the East and the West, He has made us all brothers and sisters in Iman. So Islam is not specific to a particular ethnicity. Neither it is specific or exclusive to a particular nation or a tribe or a time. And there is no virtue for any person above another person. There is no virtue for one tribe upon another tribe. And the only virtue is through Al-Islam and Iman and At-Taqwa. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, when he gave his profound sermon in the last Hajj which he performed in front of a large group of Muslims, he said, أيها الناس, O people, ألا إن ربكم واحد, verily your Lord He is one, وإن أباكم واحد, and your father He is one, لا فضل لعربي على عجمي, there is no virtue for an Arab over a non-Arab, ولا لعجمي على عربي, and there is no virtue for a non-Arab over an Arab, ولا لأحمر على أسود, and there is no virtue for a red, meaning a white person, over a black person, ولا أسود على أحمر, and neither is there a virtue for a white person, for a black person, over a white person, إلا بالتقوى, except according to his or her level of التقوى. And how many ayat are there in the Quran? How many ahadith of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam? When we are addressed as a single ummah, so you will not find an ayah in the Quran which addresses only the Arabs. You will not find an ayah in the Quran which only addresses the non-Arabs, or a hadith. Rather, Allah addresses us as a single ummah. He addresses us as people of Iman. Ya ayyuhal ladina amanu. Allah said in the Quran, wal mu'minuna wal mu'minatu ba'duhum awliya'u ba'd, that the believers, the men and the women, they are guardians for each other. Ya'muruna bil ma'rufi wa yanhauna 'anil munkar, they order to that which is good and they forbid that which is evil. So notice in this ayah, Allah did not say that the Arabs are the guardians of the Arabs and the non-Arabs are the guardians of the non-Arabs. He said, wal mu'minuna wal mu'minat, that the people of Iman, the men and the women amongst them, ba'duhum awliya'u ba'd, they are guardians of each other. And Allah said in the Quran, wa inna hadhihi ummatukum ummatan wahida, and this is your ummah. It is a single ummah. وَأَنَا رَبُّكُمْ فَاتَّقُونَ, and I am your Lord, so have taqwa of me. And Allah said in the Quran, "Kuntum khayra ummatin ukhrijat linnas." That all of you, the followers of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam, you are the best ummah, the best nation, which has been brought out. Ta'muruna bil ma'roof. Why are you the best ummah? Because you order with goodness. Wa tanhauna 'anil munkar. And you forbid the evil. Wa tu'minuna billah. And you have iman in Allah. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He described the Muslims in these noble ayat as being a single ummah. And He did not differentiate between the ummah. And He described us as being the best ummah. And what is the virtue in this ummah? Al-amr bil-ma'roof wa nahi anil munkar. That we have to call to the goodness and we have to forbid from evil. And in the hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, when he informed of the shafa'a, on the intercession which he will give for his ummah on yawm al-qiyamah. In the hadith it mentions that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he will make sujood in front of Allah. And then Allah will say to him, "Ya Muhammad, O Muhammad, irfa' ra'sak, raise your head. Wa qul yusma' lak, and speak, and now you will be heard. Wasal tu'ta, and ask, and you will be answered. Washfa' tushaffa', and bring your intercession. Who do you want to seek intercession on behalf? And your intercession will be accepted." The Prophet says, "Fa'aqulu," so I will say, "Ya Rabbi, O my Lord, ummati ummati." My ummah, my ummah. So the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he'll call out to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for all of his ummah, the people of al-Iman. And what is it that brings this ummah together? What is it that unites this ummah, the Muslims of the East and the West, their various countries and colors and tribes and nationalities and ethnicities? What is it that brings this ummah together? First of all, the same aqeedah. The aqeedah of the Muslims across the world, it is the same. We all have iman in the six pillars of al-Iman. We all believe in the oneness of Allah. We have iman in His angels and His books and His prophets and the final day and the decree of Allah. And whoever doesn't have iman in this, then he's not from the ummah. And also that our sources, our references for the religion are the same. I.e. the Quran, the book of our Lord, and the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam. فَإِن تَنَازَعْتُمْ فِي شَيْءٍ فَرُدُّوهُ إِلَى اللَّهِ وَالرَّسُولِ. If you differ in anything in this ummah, then bring it back to Allah and bring it back to the Messenger. And also what unites us are the symbols of al-Islam, the great rituals of Islam, the ibadat of al-Islam. So all of the ummah from the East to the West, we have the Salah and az-zakah, and the month of Ramadan, and Hajj, and the Quran is sacred, and the masajid are sacred, and the hijab is sacred. So all of this, it unites the Muslims. Ayyuhal ikhwa, this ummah, it is one ummah. And our Lord is one, and our Prophet is one. Our book is one. Our Sharia is the same. Our worldly interests and our benefits are the same. The men of the Ummah are our brothers. The women of the Ummah are our sisters. The children of the Ummah are our children. And the Prophet of this Ummah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he said, مَثَلُ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ فِي تَوَادِّهِمْ وَتَرَاحُمِهِمْ. That the example of the believers in their affection for each other, their love for each other, their compassion and their mercy for each other, كَمَثَلِ الْجَسَدِ الْوَاحِدِ, is like the example of a single body. إِذَا اشْتَكَى مِنْهُ عُضُوٌ, if a limb of this body if it feels pain. تَدَاعَ لَهُ سَائِرُ الْجَسَدِ Then the rest of the body it feels pain. بِالْحُمَى وَالسَّهَرِ If a small part of this body is pained by something, then the whole body is affected by fever. And the whole body is not able to sleep. And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, مَا مِن مُسْلِمٍ يُخَذِّلُ مُسْلِمًا That if there is a Muslim and he betrays another Muslim, في موطن ينتقص فيه من عرضه In a situation in which the honor of that Muslim is being violated. إلا خذله الله في موطن يحب فيه نصرته Except that Allah will betray this person at a time in which he needs the victory of Allah. And Allah said in the Quran, إِنَّمَا الْمُؤْمِنُونَ إِخْوَةٌ That the believers, all of them, they are brothers. فَأَصْلِحُوا بَيْنَ أَخَوَيْكُمْ So rectify and reconcile between your brothers. وَاتَّقُوا اللَّهَ لَعَلَّكُمْ تُرْحَمُونَ And have taqwa of Allah so you may be shown mercy. So that which pleases the Muslim ummah, it must please us. And that which worries the Muslim ummah, it must worry us. Ikhwatul Iman, we hear a lot about the pains of the ummah and what the various Muslim nations are going through. Sham, Syria, Iraq, Al-Aqsa, and the other countries. However, there is a country right now, in these days, which is going through pain. And the Muslims are being punished. And yet, many of us, we don't know about this country. And this country it is Burma or Myanmar. And this is a country which is bordered by China in Southeast Asia, China and Thailand and Bangladesh. And in this country there are many different ethnicities. The largest ethnicity is the Burman. And they are the Buddhists. And from amongst the ethnicities in this country are the Rohingya people. And they are the Muslims. And this country of 50 odd million, amongst them there are 5 or 6 million who are Rohingya Muslims. And Islam is not new to this country. Rather, Islam came to Myanmar or Burma with the Abbasi Khalifa Harun al-Rashid. And he was alive 172 Hijri. And now it is 1438 Hijri. Meaning over 1200 years ago. Over 1200 years ago, Islam entered those lands. And then this, when the Muslims came down, they gathered. They had a country to themselves. And this country, it was called Arakan. This country, Arakan, it was independent of the Buddhist country, Burma. And we had Muslim rulers, 50 different Muslim rulers, 350 years of Islamic rule in that place, until in 1784, the Burmese Buddhist kingdom, they occupied the land of the Muslims. And since that time, up until now, the Muslims have been oppressed, and especially in the last few years. So in March 2013, there was riots and violence. And this is because a movement arose. And this movement, it is called the 969 movement. And they are Buddhist nationalists. And when they saw Islam becoming widespread in a traditionally Buddhist country, then they started being violent against the Muslims. And recently, in these past few weeks and months, the killing and the violence, it has increased. So hundreds and thousands of Muslims have been killed, and many villages burnt, and many masajid, hundreds of masajid destroyed, and the honor of women violated. Just 2 million Muslims have been expelled from their homeland. in different countries. No citizenship, no rights, no passport. And what is the reason? What is the reason for this killing and this violence and this oppression? It is as Allah said in the Quran, وَمَا نَقَمُوا مِنْهُمْ إِلَّا أَن يُؤْمِنُوا بِاللَّهِ الْعَزِيزِ الْحَمِيدِ. That they had nothing against them. They did not attack them. They did not seek revenge against them. إِلَّا أَن يُؤْمِنُوا بِاللَّهِ. Except that they had iman in Allah. Al-Aziz al-Hamid. Ikhwatul Iman. If we are true believers, and if our ummah is one ummah, then it's not correct for us that we don't know about what is going on, and we don't know the reality, and more than this, that we don't help them in their cause. And we must know why this has occurred. What is the reason for this oppression? And no doubt there is oppression from the enemies of Al-Islam. No doubt there is terrorism from them, and there are crimes from them, and they have aggressed against the Muslims, and they plot against Al-Islam. However, us in the West, if we leave alone the slogans, if we stop blaming the West and the East, and we stop blaming the various governments, we start listening to the hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, who explained to us the cause of these problems. He said, "Yushiku an tatada'a alaykum al-umam." He said, "Soon the nations, they will gather around you. Kama tatada'a al-akilatu ala qis'atiha." Just as the hungry people, they gather around the feast. The hungry people, when they gather around the feast, ready to eat, and they eat quick and they take, this is how the nations will gather around you, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said. A man stood up and he said, "Ya Rasulullah, O Messenger of Allah, anahnu qillatun yawma idhin?" Is it because we will be little in number on that day? On that day when the nations and the enemies, when they come around us, is it because we will be little in number? The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Bal antum yawma idhin kathir." Rather, on that day, you'll be many in number. وَلَكِنَّكُمْ غُثَاءٌ كَغُثَاءِ السَّيْلِ. But you will be like useless scum of the sea. وَلَيَنْزِعَنَّ اللَّهُ مِنْ صُدُورِ عُدُوِّكُمْ الْمُهَابَةَ مِنْكُمْ. And Allah will remove from the hearts of your enemies any fear of you. وَلَيَقْذَفَنَّ فِي قُلُوبِكُمْ الْوَهَنِ. And he will place al-wahan in your hearts. Qala qail, a man said, "Ya Rasulullah, O Messenger of Allah, mal wahan?" What is this wahan? He said, "Hubb al-dunya," loving the dunya. "Wa karahiyatul maut," and hating death. This is what will cause the enemies of Islam to gather around us. Hubb al-dunya, loving the world and hating death. So much so that we will partake in interest and mortgages. We will sell alcohol and nudity. Why? Because of the dunya. I'm working, so I don't have time to pray. I'm at school, so I cannot fast. I'm working, so I can't wear the hijab. Hubb al-dunya, loving the dunya. Wa karahiyatul maut. And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Idha tabayatum bil ina," when you the Muslims, when you start trading in interest and usury, "wa akhadhtum adhnab al baqar," and you start chasing after the tails of the cows, "wa radhitum biz zar', and you become content with farming," meaning the dunya, you're happy with your dunya, "wa taraktum al jihad," and you leave alone jihad, "sallatallahu alaykum," then Allah will place upon you dhullan, a humiliation. When this takes place, then Allah will humiliate you. La yanzi'uhu hatta tarji'u ila dinikum. And Allah will not remove this humiliation up until you return to your religion. When you return to your religion, this is when the humiliation will be removed. These ahadith, they show us that one of the greatest reasons which is causing the pain and the hurt, of the ummah is us being far away from our religion. Even here, us in England, in Nelson, and those Muslims are suffering over there because of our reason. Why? Because we are far from our religion. And because of a weakness in Iman, and a weakness in At-Tawheed, and not returning back to Allah. And this doesn't negate the actions of the enemies. It doesn't negate Dhulm al-Zalimeen, the oppression of the oppressors, and Jara'im al-Mujrimeen, and the crimes of the criminals. Neither does it negate the obligation to help our brothers and sisters, and to repel this harm. But it clarifies the greatest cause of this humiliation. Muslims being weak upon their religion. And therefore, how will this authority come back? حَتَّى تَرْجِعُوا إِلَىٰ دِينِكُمْ. When you return to your religion. So when you turn to Allah, when you strengthen your tawheed, when you strengthen your iman, when you remove the filth of shirk from your communities, then this humiliation, it will be removed. وَصِيَّةُ النَّبِي صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمُ. The admonishment of the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم. The advice of the Imams who came after them. The advice of our Salafi ulama today. Whenever these situations take place, leave the slogans, leave the blaming, leave the pointing of the fingers at the governments. حَتَّى تَرْجِعُوا إِلَىٰ دِينِكُمْ. You return to your religion. بسم الله والحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله وبعد. إخوة الإيمان, we spoke about the situation in Burma, Myanmar, and the hurt of the Ummah, and that the greatest cause of this is Muslims being far away from the religion. A person may ask, what can I do living in the West in order to aid the Muslims? And the first and the most important matter is at-taqwa. That you must have taqwa of Allah Azza wa Jal in your own selves. And this is the greatest matter which aids the ummah. And this is the greatest thing which displeases and angers the enemies of al-Islam. That you as an individual Muslim, and your household, and your women folk, they are upright upon al-Islam. So how can you, O noble sister, how can you complain about countries in which the hijab is banned, and then whilst you are in a country in which there is complete freedom for you, you do not wear the hijab? And when I say the hijab, I don't mean the headpiece. The hijab which Allah has ordained. So the woman who wears the headscarf, and then she wears jeans, or she shows her immodesty, then this is not hijab. And how can you, O Muslim brother, complain about masajid being destroyed, or Qur'ans being burnt, or the beard being prohibited, when you in a free country, you yourself, you boycott the masjid, and you yourself, you do not recite the Qur'an, and you do not show the appearance of the Muslims? So there is nothing which gives victory to our Muslim brothers and sisters like taqwa within our own selves. And Allah told us in the Quran, وَمَن يَتَّقِ اللَّهَ يَجْعَلْ لَهُ مَخْرَجًا. Whoever has taqwa of Allah, Allah makes an opening for those people. Allah told us in the Quran, وَمَن يَتَّقِ اللَّهَ يَجْعَلْ لَهُ مِنْ أَمْرِهِ يُسْرًا. Whoever has taqwa of Allah, then his difficulties will become easy for him. Secondly, to turn to Allah in dua. To show your need in front of Allah in making dua for our brothers and sisters. In your sujood, in your qiyam al-layl. And Allah said, أَمَّنْ يُجِيبُ الْمُطَّرْ. Who is the one who answers the one in a dire need? إِذَا دَعَاهُ, when he calls out to him. وَيَكْشِفُ السُّوءُ, and he removes the harm. وَيَجْعَلَكُمْ خُلَفَاءَ الْأَرْضِ, and who is the one who makes you successors upon the earth? أَإِلَاهُمْ مَعَ اللَّهِ, is there anybody else besides Allah? قَلِيلًا مَا تَذَكَّرُونَ. However, very little do you think. And then the third way is in giving from your wealth, in giving in charity, in sending towards the places, to those places where they are in need. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, "Man naffasa an mu'minin kurbatan min kurabid dunya." That whoever removes and alleviates an anxiety from his believing brother, from the anxieties of this dunya, نَفَّسَ اللَّهُ عَنْهُ كُرْبَةً مِنْ كُرَبِ يَوْمِ الْقِيَامَةِ. Then Allah will alleviate his anxiety and remove his difficulty on يَوْمِ الْقِيَامَةِ. And in line with this, my beloved brothers and sisters, from this masjid bi-idhnillah, in the coming few days, we will be launching an appeal in order to gather food and gather money to be sent through trusted people to those areas. Just to clarify, the Jummah collection today, it is for the masjid. And as always, we request you to give generously, like you always do, give generously. Jazakumullah khair. But in the coming few days, we'll launch a new appeal. So keep in touch with the brothers, the imam. Keep looking at the notice board, the Facebook and the Twitter and so on and so forth. اللهم صل وسلم وبارك على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين اللهم ارض عن الخلفاء الراشدين أبي بكر وعمر وعثمان وعلي وعن سائر الصحابة الأكرمين اللهم عز الإسلام والمسلمين اللهم عز الإسلام والمسلمين اللهم ذل الشرك والمشركين اللهم دمر أعداءك أعداء الدين اللهم انصر المسلمين في برما اللهم انصر المسلمين المستضعفين في برما اللهم اجعل لهم فرجا اللهم واحقن دماءهم واحفظ أعراضهم وآمنهم في أوطانهم اللهم واكشف عنهم البلاء اللهم عليك بأعدائهم فإنهم لا يعجزونك اللهم خذهم أخذ عزيز مقتدر أقم الصلاة